We got to get to your rock news and rock history. Let's do that.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union,
come be part of it.
Attaboy, way to go. Let's see here. Now that Def Leppard have postponed their stadium tour with Motley Crue, Poison, and Joan Jett to next summer, they're going to release an EP, a live EP, to whet your appetite. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 29, March 2019. Features four songs they did when they were inducted last year. It's got Hysteria, Rock of Ages, Photograph, and Pour Some Sugar on Me, along with the All-Star Finale, which had special guest Ian Hunter. Leading Leppard, you had Brian May and other artists through the night from Mott the Hoople, and they did David Bowie's version of All the Young Dudes. And now, it's only got 4,000 vinyl copies. It will be released August 29th. For the first three record store day drops. This will be Def Leppard's second live collection in 3 months following last Friday's release of London to Vegas. So we're not going to see the full tour this year, but at least there is something that can kind of keep us excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good songs on that album. You know,
dude, Hysteria is insane. Like, they had seven singles off of that. It was nuts. Absolutely nuts.
Well, we've talked about this before, and like, old CDs, it's like they, a lot of old artists, it's like they spent all of their singles in like one album. Like the Beastie Boys, remember you're talking about them, yeah. License to Ill. It's like every song on that CD is fantastic. But then like some of the later albums, it's like, you get one, maybe two, three good songs on an album. And it seems it's more like that than ever. It's like, when's the latest album, Brock, that you've listened to? You're like, dude, front to back, every song.
It's been a while. It's been a while. And I think just because the digital world we live in, people are dropping singles. And, you know, I think the way of the album is slowly becoming non-existent. And I mean, they still are. But I think we're going to see more and more bands drop a single here, drop a single here. And then if we get a digital album later on, or, you know, they may just do a couple singles and not even worry about doing the full album, you know. So
do you think they know? They're like, oh, man, this is, we only got like seven good songs left in us. Let's spread it out a little bit.
I think so. I think maybe there's maybe every once in a while you're like, wow, we don't want to put out like a half ass album. So maybe we'll ease up to it until we get at least eight solid ones or something like that. So who knows? But there you go, Def Leppard, keeping us occupied, at least for now, since their tour is done. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, bassist John Paul Jones, originally born John Baldwin of Led Zeppelin, best known of Led Zeppelin, was born in Sidcup, England. There you go. That's a weird name, Sidcup.
Sidcup.
Sidcup. All right. That's your Rock News and Rock History brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.